So let's talk about Megyn Kelly a little bit. Let's start with the name here, Megyn. Now, this G-Y-N actually means female in Greek. So you can see it there with English letters, G-Y-N-E. That's where we get the word gynecologist. So it's Megyn, me woman. I'm a woman, Kelly. I think that's what that name could be signifying, because usually the name Megyn is spelled differently, I believe. Just in case you questioned if this person was really a female, well, it's in the name. This person is going to double down and claim, yeah, me female. Although, if we examine the bone structure and just take a look, we can see this is a very masculine transvestite. Very, very masculine person. If it wasn't for the makeup and the hair and the clothes, more masculine than most men out there, because men are supposed to be emasculated these days. The masculinity seems to have gathered in Megyn. This one here reminds me of Serena Williams. That's how masculine it is. Like if Serena Williams put on white face, you'd get something kind of like this. I'm not saying that's what it is, but so incredibly masculine, and but yeah, with the feminine appearance. So it's like this Amazonian type warrior newscaster. And seems to be kind of on the conservative side of things. And this person, you know, is speaking out against the transgender agenda, but yet we can clearly see what this person actually is and has been the whole time. It's a transcaster. It's a spellcaster, right? This is magic and sorcery and deception. I would say this is really the first person I ever so-called transvestigated. Probably back in like 2014, 2015, I was visiting my brother at his house, and he had the TV on. This person came on the TV. I'd never seen this person before, didn't know who it was. And I was just like, whoa, dude. And he thought I was reacting to this person because she was hot or something like that. That's what he thought I was reacting to. But I was like, dude, that's a man. And then he just kind of shook his head and laughed and thought I was crazy. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of strange. You know, I don't quite know what to make of it or how to explain it necessarily. But the transvestites are pretending to be conservatives. Bruce Genderless, who goes by the name of Caitlyn Jenner now, changing the name, right? Just like God would change people's names, like Jacob, he changed the name to Israel, or Abraham was changed to Abraham. It's their transformation. They get a new name. Caitlyn Jenner is a conservative Republican who speaks out against the transgender agenda. Now let's look at a clip and notice how deep the voice is, right? Just observe. Use your brain.
It is the fact that they are mutilating and literally castrating physically and chemically minors in the name of this false ideology that has animated us.
No way this happened without Rupert's blessing. No way.
Why is the voice so deep? This voice is deeper than mine. And that's probably intentional. They can speak in a higher voice if they want to. So in that way, the androgyne captures the hearts and minds and soul of the conservatives. People are following the androgyne, and they don't even know it. Megyn Kelly's in on it. It's basically like the movie They Live. They're a bunch of aliens on TV. They're all lying to us. They're trying to destroy our souls. Spiritual warfare right here. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's like the Pied Piper leading people off a cliff. And it's obvious, but yet the brainwashed masses can't see it. Why? Because they have no love of the truth. Why? Because their works were evil. And finally, one more thing. It's got the androgyny dress on. Right, this is a sodomite pagan priest sent to perform some kind of spell casting as a newscaster. These are spell casters, right? This person is practicing magic and sorcery right here, which is pharmakia. And it's got the androgyny dress on, one male side, one female side. And in Freemasonry, they take that same ancient ritual, and they say in Freemasonry, when you become a Freemason, you have to expose one breast to prove that you're not female. Whenever they expose a shoulder, and those pretty broad shoulders, I might say, this represents bearing one breast to prove that you're not female. Male and female, half and half. You see old statues and paintings of the androgynous gods from the ancient world wearing very similar clothing, wearing a wig, makeup, lipstick, earrings, facial feminization. Although that's a pretty large skull, they better go back to the clinic. This person, you can tell, goes back to the clinic all the time because always looks different. year over year. This person is a changeling. They're trying to brainwash everyone to accept androgyny. And this is one way they're doing it. People watching the androgyne. The more people look at the androgynes, the more normal it becomes, and people get used to it. And people start to think real women are supposed to look like this. This is the first transvestite I ever noticed on TV, and really got me thinking, why are there transvestites on TV? There's many different conspiracy theories about this person. For example, some people think this was O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, who was also another transvestite. Could be. They could have just changed the face a little bit, gave it a new paint job. I don't know if it's true or not. It almost doesn't really matter too much to me. But they must have done something with O.J. Simpson's ex-wife. This person just never seems to go away, keeps returning, and seems to have a new show on Sirius. Sirius, of course, is the, well, they call it the brightest star in the sky, but that excludes the planets. The planets are actually the brightest stars in the sky. You can observe that. They shine their own light. But Sirius is considered the brightest non-wandering star, the dog star, they call it. And it's associated with all kinds of practices and beliefs about that. And this is just one example of a transcaster. There are many out there. You know who they are. They're never going to stop, right? Spiritual warfare. Put on the armor of God. All right, thanks. Have a great day.